All right, which did you do first last night? Did you catch the Super Bowl first or whatever else you like to watch or read? Or did you shovel first again? That pattern feels kind of familiar. Lots of snow last week. The sun is out shining now. But yesterday, Quincy, for example, saw upwards of 11 inches. And we've got two more storms on the way this week. So how bad is this going to get? Joining us now is WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein. Hi there, Dave.
Hello. It's turning into a wintry week.
It kind of is, which is, I don't know, I'm not a big snow person. Let me start by asking you, how much snow did we get last night?
Well, most places didn't get the 11 or 12 inches. For the most part, most folks were between about 3 and 7 inches across the area. There was a little band that set up running from central Connecticut on through the southwest suburbs of Boston and then kind of offshore. And that's why we did have some places getting upwards of a foot in a very small spot right around Sharon, Norwood in that area, and then running off towards West Quincy. But in downtown Boston and most places, again, anywhere from 3 to 7 inches.
All right. So, you know, this is something I noticed last week. Inch in Boston, 14 in Milton, 24 in Lowell. You're talking about variability in what you just said from yesterday. Is this kind of variability typical, usual?
Absolutely. Yeah. So, you know, one of the things that I often tell people is that when you see these snow bands and, you know, we put them on the maps and tomorrow I've got a 2 to 4 inch band over most of the area, that you can get someone that gets only an inch and you can get someone that gets 5 or 6. I mean, that's just the nature of weather. Weather does what weather's going to do. The reason for the bands in our last storm was we had a coastal front. It kept that mild air right along the coastline, colder inland. We had a huge range, a little bit unusual to have such a wide range in such a short distance. And this storm was basically more typical with, you know, a little band setting up in the middle part of the western part of Boston and everyone else kind of in the same range.
Okay, I got to tell you, weather gonna weather is definitely going to be my phrase of the week this week. So listen, I got to ask you, 2021 is already getting a bad rap for repeating the sins of 2020. This is the first big snowy kind of February in a while. Are we looking at a potential repeat of 2015?
100% no. You will not see a repeat of 2015 in your lifetime. So that was a very unusual, series of events. We had 65 inches of snow in 2015. We're not going to have anything even close to that. So that's one of those once-in-a-lifetime, once-in-a-100-year kind of events to get that in a month. It was also a lot colder in 2015 in January, and we had already had way more snow by this point. So, no, it's not that kind of a repeat. I know some of us have a little bit of, post-traumatic syndrome from that storm and all the snow that we had, but no, it is not going to repeat.
Okay, so I'm relieved. What do we know about what's coming tomorrow and what's coming Friday?
Yeah, so tomorrow is a little storm system which is going to move basically underneath us, bring a burst of snow here, mostly before about 5 or 6 o'clock. It'll come in probably around or just after the morning commute, 2 to 4 inches. I do think that the evening commute will be a little bit slippery with the snow in the air. Then it will end, and then we'll get a little bit of a break here on Wednesday. It's cold. Temperatures only in the 20s to near 30. It's probably our coldest 7-day period of the entire winter. We're in the middle of that right now. And then Thursday and Friday, not so sure whether or not we're going to see a snowstorm or not. It may stay south of us, so we don't want to lock that in just yet. There's a chance that that brings us some more precipitation, but there's also an equal chance that it just stays out to sea and we don't see anything. So we shouldn't panic yet that there's going to be another storm Thursday night and Friday. Definitely something to watch, is a possibility, but as I said, it's also a possibility we miss it altogether.
And then after that, do you think there might be a break in this pattern?
Well, actually, it does stay a little bit, unsettled Sunday and into Monday. There might be another storm we have to watch, and then sometime next week there's another one. But these storms are basically riding the jet stream, the divide between the cold air and the mild air to the south. And if that divide stays a little further south and we're basically in just cold, dry air, we won't get any of these snowstorms. They'll kind of ride off through New York and down through the D.C. area. And that's definitely a possibility. So it's an active pattern across the east. Whether or not it turns into an active pattern, every single one of those storms for greater Boston still remains questioned. No doubt we're going to get snow tomorrow. But after that, I think there's a bit of a question on just how many of those storms affect us directly.
Well, nothing like a good knuckle biter. Thanks for that, WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.